Hey, yo, what's up? This is Cookbook, the West Coast Puerto Rican, and you're listening to the Hip Hop Digest Show with King Killer, Kurt G, and E Green. Turn it up and listen to that real, that real, that real, that real, that real.
Yeah, y'all playing and shit, like what? You know what I'm saying? I'm really, like, on some shit, like, separating entertainment from reality. Entertainment is all this entertainment and social media shit and all this internet shit, you know what I'm saying? And that y'all on. The reality is you niggas not gonna play with me. Know what I'm saying? In real life. Know what I'm saying? I had kind of like lost my way and had started like feeding into this internet shit. You know what I'm saying? Started like going live and had started like responding and had kind of like started like feeding into this internet shit. But it had me like I'm lame vibing. Every time I try to do this entertainment shit, every time I try to like play with you niggas or try to act like, oh, politic with you niggas or try to act like I'm network, or anytime I try to like go against, you know what I'm saying? It be like, I be feeling like I be lame vibing, know what I'm saying? So I don't even play with you niggas, know what I'm saying? In reality, you niggas know I smush one of you people, push 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 one of you people.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Green. What's up, brothers?
What's good?
That's what's up. Turn my mic up.
Somebody get me a new motherfucking camera.
Yeah, I gotta admit, yo, your camera game is I don't have a good camera game either, but
shit, we got the same motherfucking camera, just that shit look better over there for some damn reason. You got better lighting, that's what it is. I'm in my man cave over here.
1968 NASA shit.
Got them 2-for-10 cameras and shit.
Wow, that's what's up. Happy recording day, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Happy recording day, sir.
All right, that's what's up. So I don't know if this is going to be an abbreviated show. I don't have a hell of a lot of topics because we can't cover a lot of shit. It's so ridiculous as far as topics go. But one thing I do want to get into is, as of recording, your boy Swervin posted this brand new Kodiak Black video, and it is awesome.
I knew you would love it.
not Kodiak Black,
nigga. That nigga is going absolutely crazy on the video, and it is absolutely awesome. I mean,
only you can prevent forest fires,
son. Yes, he is just going off, and there's like 2 and 3 intros out off of that shit. Easy.
So I guess this show gonna get one of those intros.
I don't know. I mean, you can go through it and check it, but I'm just saying that's. I like that young kid, yo. I mean, he's his. What's a good adjective for that? He's just as a jail nigga as you can get. You know what I'm saying?
He ain't learned nothing, huh? Did he seem contrite to you at all?
No, he is not contrite, jail nigga. But I tell you one motherfucking thing, yo. Remember back when he was like celebrities, yo. He's basically the same thing. He was like, yo, I will mush all you niggas.
Yeah. Yep. He's heading back for another term.
So, yo,
he's like a senator and shit. He's like a 4-term prison sentence and shit. Mm.
So I definitely want to give a shout out to him. You know what I mean? No doubt. So, all right, let's do it like we always do it. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Kevin Hart's personal shopper allegedly defrauded him out of $1 million. Now, I want Swerve to answer this because I want to give you credit. Last week when we got on that Kanye West Sunday service shit, you seen right through it. You was like, yo, these motherfuckers is running up there. Kanye probably got them niggas on a cattle call. You know what I mean? And, you know, you did the thing, you know, explaining the Hollywood shit. Those of us outside of that arena may not know about. I want to know about this Kevin Hart shit. First of all, Kevin Hart's personal shopper allegedly defrauded him out of $1 million. Dylan Sire, and I'm sure I'm butchering his name, S-Y-E-R, was in a New York court Wednesday for his arraignment on grand larceny and 9 other counts.
Dylan.
Indeed. allegedly used Kevin Hart's credit card info to launder cash to his own account and basically spent lavishly on himself. The prosecutors say he defrauded Hart out of $1.2 million over 2 years. He said he bought pricey jewelry, watches, art collectibles, and luxury handbags. So the first thing I want to know, Swerve, living in that Hollywood life, why you need a personal shopper?
Before Swerve gets in, I like to say, it must be nice to be that kind of fucking rich that you don't even miss a nigga taking 1 point fucking whatever millions from you.
Well, I was going to get to that, but I wanted to get to that. Let's say you're in a Hollywood life. You need a personal shopper, Swerve, if you will, please.
I'm split on it. I'm split on it like a mug because on one side, yes, when you were at that level of celebrity, right, you can't just be rolling up in a grocery store or going to the corner store to grab whatever. You know what I'm saying? You can't do that without being mobbed, right? There are some celebrities that have made themselves approachable and all that kind of stuff, and they, yes, can be amongst the public. But there are people who cannot be in that arena, in the regular with regular people. So to answer your question, yes, that there is an occupation for that shit out here and anywhere else. New York, hell, you could be a fucking CEO of a fucking record label or a fucking paper mill. You're not going to be shopping yourself, B. So it's not about that. It's about reaching a certain level of celebrity, and then your safety is in question when you are out amongst regular people.
Okay, okay? Yeah. And now,
but
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
On the other side is, I would say, like I tell myself, I would have three accountants: one to watch my money, one to watch that motherfucker, and one to watch both of them motherfuckers. Because when you're dealing with those kind of amounts of money, you know, this dude, this shopper could have been like, yeah, I want this piece of art. And then say he bought it for Kevin's estate. Do you think Kevin is going to fucking know or care? Now, he should. He should be more aware of where his money is being spent, instead of paying attention to the statements and shit. But
well, and that was my next question. And again, in shout to Kurt G, you know, $1.2 million, yo, that's a lot of money. Even for a motherfucker like Kevin Hart, which I'm sure he has, you know, maybe tens of millions or maybe even hundreds of millions. I don't know. But $1 million is still a lot of fucking money, yo. And I guess money when you're at that level is so fluid that $1 million just really isn't $1 million. Right? I mean, we have to assume that his everyday $1 million here, $1 million there. You know, what does Scarface say? You need $1 million here, $1 million there. I go on the street, you got it.
Well, his accountant might have got to him and said, you know, Kevin, what are all these expenditures? What is this? What is this fucking $50,000 painting you bought? And Kevin's like, what $50,000 painting? And right there is when you get fucked up in the game. Because you're right. $1 million to somebody who has... I'm just going to say a number. I don't know how much fucking money Kevin Hart has, and I don't care. But let's just say he has $90 million. Now, Kevin's mind is probably on making $90 more million, not where every fucking cent is being spent. And it probably was, brought to his attention. And he's like, what? And that's when they start digging and caught that nigga.
Hey, but I say, even for these celebrity niggas, online is a motherfucker. You can't online shop, B. They'll bring the shit to your house.
Yeah, that sounds good. No, B.
You ain't even got to leave the crib. You ain't got to get mobbed. They'll bring
that
it to you.
That sounds good. But at that level, you might not even have time to be on motherfucking Amazon, G. I'm just saying. Like, yeah, we can't fathom it because we're not running around with millions worried about the next topic for the Hip Hop Digest show that's going to make us each $400,000. You know what I'm saying? We're just doing what we do out here. And you can't buy Versace or that kind of shit the way they buy it online. You got to go to the shop, yo. And so they send their people. Now, he may go to the shop to have some, if he's having some shit fitted, you know what I'm saying, and they hook it up, is he going to go back to the store and get it, or is his shopper going to go get it?
I tell you what, man, you know, with problems like that, celebrity, fuck that.
Fuck that. Yeah. King Killer, let's just say this, okay? Let me just throw this out there. Hip Hop Digest get put on. As we're doing video, TV, we on some major shit, and you getting a very nice paycheck. And you want that, the new Rain 115. You want that new shit. Are you gonna go to the store and get it? Because niggas know you, B. Niggas know you in these streets. And the last time you went to the fucking restaurant, you couldn't even fucking eat.
You know what, B? That is a great hypothetical question that I cannot answer. Because I got
that's why I don't need that problem.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm gonna let you know right now. I'm gonna fuck it up.
But not everybody has that problem, though, yo.
Yeah,
everybody has that problem.
I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna fuck it up.
I think I'm gonna ride with G.
I'm gonna fuck it up because I'm gonna piss some fans off. I'm gonna be like, get the fuck away from my table. I'm trying to eat.
Yeah, I gotta say, I'm gonna fuck it up too. I mean, whether if it's a fan or fucking up the niggas up at CBS Radio who want to put me on and shit,
I'm gonna fuck it up. You can't talk to the fans that way, guy. Come on, I'm trying to eat.
But as I mentioned, there are celebrities, including rappers and MCs, that make themselves accessible. Listen. Michael Jackson didn't make himself the fucking status of celebrity that he became, right? He didn't make himself that, but he didn't fucking help it either with all the fucking antics he did. I saw Denzel Washington walking in New York, getting a taxi. This is another motherfucker, this old school white dude from the 80s that was fucking super famous. Not the dude who was smacking cameras down, but one of them type motherfuckers.
A motherfucker like Harrison Ford do that. He a regular
in,
nigga.
In New York, when we were in New York doing, going to check out JC, we saw that cat. The dude, I can't remember his name right now. He was fucking with Madonna at one point. But he was in that. Remember, we were walking by the park, and he pulled up in a limo, got out the fucking limo, bought a newspaper, got back in the limo, and pulled off. You don't remember that shit?
No, I don't. But
when we were up at JC, that
okay,
shit happened.
Okay, that's real.
So again, it's where you, if you want to act all exclusive and standoffish and shit, then that's going to make people want to fucking be around you more. But if you are accessible, not saying you got to go to McDonald's every fucking day and be what up to everybody, but if you out here, you dap folks and you know, keep it legit for the most part, then that's how you're perceived. And you don't have to get a buyer. You can walk down 125th and go into the new shops and restaurants up there and shit. You don't got to worry about buyers. But somebody at Kevin Hart's level, you know, where he is at that level for his hard work and all the money he's gotten, but he is also someone who is highly sought after by fans for whatever reason. So maybe he feels, instead of me going to the mall, instead of me going to Rodeo Drive, except for a photo shoot, I'm gonna send somebody else to go get my watch over at Movado or whatever. Go get my shit. And while you there, don't pick up one for yourself.
That's what's up, Gil. I don't know.
Didn't happen.
Yeah,
that nigga was picking up one for him, handbags for his wifey.
Yes.
That nigga was going all out.
He
dumbed out, and now he's gonna pay for it.
Indeed.
Is that Kevin's fault?
Well, let me say like this. Let me not give him no blame. He gets some blame, but the nigga that took it is mostly their damn fault. But Kev should have, like you said, he should have had somebody watching that nigga.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting three motherfuckers, yo.
So, all right, yo, let's move on from your boy Kevin Hart. I just found that interesting. Yeah, I just found that interesting. Nigga, a personal shopper and shit. You know.
Well, nigga, Snoop Dogg got a fucking personal weed roller. You wasn't tripping off that.
I'm tripping off all of that shit. Yo. Fuck
the pinky end of the two fingers up here.
Yeah, nigga, what an exclusive. All right, yo, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, now, this topic, I want you to not pay attention to kind of who's involved, but the overriding topic. Your boy, DJ Academics, don't pay attention to him, okay, because he's
he's a sidebar?
Yeah, he's kind of a sidebar. He claims some male rappers are having sex with male executives. Now, he's not DMX, okay? Academics is a product of this era. Okay, he's not DMX. Okay, guys who from DMX era, we know how they feel about that. How we feel about that, you know, at times. But not Academics. I just kind of want to know, where is the hard body against him by saying some male rappers are having sex with male executives? You know, this whole Me Too, this whole cancel shit. I mean, I don't know how they really get down. Academics said he's been made aware of several male rappers sleeping with executives in order to gain favor up at the record label. Of course, he's refusing to name any names. I'm thinking with this generation, that's regular. Why is regular. He pointing that shit out? And then that he's pointing it out, there's no blowback.
Ooh. There's some blowback going on.
Me, nah. I ain't getting caught up in that. See, you falling for that Academic smoke bomb, son. I'm serious.
What I don't get is, why even say anything if you're not going to mention names? Like, why even bring that up other than the fact that you want to try to get a couple clicks?
Come on, yo. Let's keep it a bean. We have used the DMX shit since he said that shit.
Favor for a favor.
Now answer me a question. Did he name any motherfucking names?
Nah, he did.
No,
he
didn't. But the names are not important.
So what's the
difference is that if we said some slide shit or DMX said it, you know, oh fuck, that's them old niggas. They're not enlightened, or cancel them old niggas. This is a guy from their generation, okay, who shouldn't even been mentioning it because it's regular. That's just how if a cat go down like that and he doing it with another cat, that's their business. It's regular. They look free, let live, you know, that type of shit. What the fuck? That's why I say a lot of times it's a double standard. I think he's protected in some way because of his opinion on a lot of other things. No one came at this cat.
That dude remind me of, just gonna be fucked up when I say it, but this dude remind me of Donald Trump. He'll just say any motherfucking thing to get his motherfucking people riled up.
See,
like you say, get clicks, and nobody gives a fuck. Okay. They don't care.
Oh, see, my man, I knew you was gonna come through on the correct analogy. Again, he looks like he's saying, I'm serious, like he is on some Donald Trump shit, just saying what the fuck ever. You know what I'm saying? No people in his age group, his generation, you know, that's, you know what I'm saying? That's regular. I mean, to us, we may, you know, our eyebrows will always get raised because we from a different generation. But a new generation, why are you even mentioning that shit, Holmes? But hey, look, maybe I got trolled, you know what I mean? I'm slipping on butter here. I got trolled.
You brought up the name and tried to hush it. Like, oh, don't worry about the name.
Sidebar.
The whole shit is about that.
We're not
nigga.
Hitting that exactly. He ain't the sidebar. He is the bar.
Well,
nigga.
You know what? And I think intellectually, I knew enough of that I tried to, you know, squash to get him off, to get him out of the way.
You tried to get him out of there talking about a sidebar. So I was like, come on, son. Like, really, B?
No, we listening.
We listening, and we gonna go right to the source, nigga. No sidebar. Nigga, that nigga's a snicker.
Oh,
full of nuts.
Shit.
No names. That is strictly for clicks and to keep his fucking name running to see, oh, well, who he talking about? Fuck that shit, yo. It's a bunch of that prevalent.
All right.
Whatever.
All right, yo, let's keep it moving forward. Yo, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is another list, another week, another I told you so.
Oh god. Uh-oh. Damn. He said list now.
And another fucking list.
Yeah, yeah. But this is a list of I told you so. So last week I told you, previous weeks I told you, probably previous years ago I done told you and shit.
Oh, this nigga's patting himself on the back.
Now, well, no, I'm not. Well, I mean.
Don't throw your shoulder out.
Get that bursitis to acting up.
So this week on the on your favorite rapper's rapper list is Busta Rhymes. Busta Rhymes, Busta only 10 Bus. This time. Yes, Busta Rhymes names his 10 favorite rappers. Unlike Nas, who kind of kept it down the middle, kept it on an all-time list, didn't embarrass himself. Here we go, your boy Bus, and we should not be surprised. On the list, included but not limited to Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole, Rock Marciano, Stove God Cooks, Lil Baby, Royce da 5'9", Dave East, Roddy Rich, Drake, and Pop Smoke. Busta Rhymes, he's not listening to hip hop.
Well, I can see he put Rock Marcy on there. That's his man.
That's his man.
He brought Rock Mark Marcy in the game. So I can see that. But Stove God Cook?
Yeah, yeah.
Rich.
That's a surprise.
Well, that's Rock. Ain't that Rock Marciano's boy?
I mean, but that's a surprise coming off of his list. Stove God.
No, B. It's all Stove God is a 24/7 drug dealer.
Yeah, I know that.
Let me tell you something. Stove God
is pop niggas. That's not a pop nigga. I'm talking about as far as pop.
Yeah, let me tell you something. Stove God, if he was on County of Mount, would set new all time records.
His name is Stove God.
Get it?
So
whip it.
Yeah,
whip it.
Yeah,
and whip it.
I did take the time to listen to a Stove God. Mixtape, and boy, he would set all time records on County and Mount. But you're right, everybody else up there is pop. Why is Roddy Rich on that, other than the fact that he got a hit record or records or several billion hits?
Roddy Rich is popular. Yes, that's a lot of pop niggas on there. That's why I was surprised by Stove Guy. Like, all them niggas is pop for the most part.
And I hate to be this guy, but I'm gonna be this guy this show. What if Busta really likes that shit? Because this nigga has dabbled for a long time. We've put the slippers out there. Shit, didn't we give him a whole suit at one point?
Bus is a early adopter of panda wear.
Chris Brown,
yeah, he's
all that shit.
Yo, he's an early adopter of panda wear, no doubt.
So that being said,
like Scooby Dooby Doo.
That being said, even though I don't want to hear that shit from him, that could be what he likes.
I mean, this list
that's true, because he has been he put like this. As much as we like Bus, the nigga pop, he been fucking went around with pop for a long time. You think about the Mariah Carey joints that he did. He's been fucking around to Janet Jackson. He's been over there in that lane for a long time. So he does fuck around in the pop lane. So you might have something there. He might like the pop rappers.
What? And he doesn't listen to good hip hop. Bus doesn't listen to good hip hop.
Now he's putting Roddy Ricch above some other shit that he could have put in there. For one fucking record.
I mean, I tell you what, I mean, then you got a list, Lil Baby, and then Royce. I mean, it's not in order, so I'm not saying that that's in order, but I'm just saying, you know, that's a lot of round holes and square pegs in that shit, or square pegs and round holes, if you ask me. But again, it just proves that your hero, when you ask your hero what's up, he's going to give you the same canned peaches.
Damn.
Yep. Where's the canned peaches? Get it off the shelf. Here's my favorite brand.
Is it Del Monte?
Might as well be. Shit. Shit. No doubt.
As long as it ain't the black and white, huh?
Hey, man.
you don't want those?
Most people too young to remember the black and white, yo.
The black and white label. I know them shits right there. They used to give them shits out with the government cheese.
Man.
I did
that
like
box,
that.
Some of that good box cheese, nigga.
Yo, I don't know.
In the brown box.
I don't know, B. I did like some of that I thought that that black and white label, the cornflakes were, I thought, kind of quality, though.
Hey, brother.
Brother. you get used to anything. That's all you got to eat.
As many ODOs as I ate, I never liked them shits, B.
As many kicks as we had to eat.
Ooh, man.
I ain't never fucked with no kicks like that.
All right, no doubt. All right, yo, let's, you know, this week, yo, we had a lot of luminaries pass away. I'm going to go through, you know, the rest in peace, the obituary situation. Is kind of crazy this week. First on that list would be rest in peace to Larry Claxton Flint Jr., better known as Larry Flint from Lakeville, Kentucky. He passed away. Larry Flint is somebody our generation. Okay, if you're a young boy, you don't really know nothing about Larry Flint. Larry Flint, obviously he was a pornographer and a self-styled First Amendment person. He was the guy. Or I should say, if you grew up like us in the 70s, there was three main guys, okay? And not unlike today, pornography is just so easy.
It is the internet.
Yeah, it is. No doubt.
Internet only.
No doubt. This is way back in the caveman days. You had three main guys when it was all said and done. It was Larry Flint, obviously, with Hustler magazine. And then you had Penthouse, owned by a gentleman by the name of Bob Guccione. And then, of course, you had the King of Kings, Playboy magazine, founded by Hugh Hefner. Those were the three main joints. If you grew up like us in the 70s and you was trying, a young boy, you trying to look at some skin. You had some thorough uncles, you had some thorough cousins or whatever. They probably had. Now, if you had somebody really down, they had Players Magazine. Okay.
Or Blacktail.
Blacktail was later. Blacktail came after Players. Players.
It did.
Yeah, it was Players first and foremost.
He's laughing like he ain't looking at them shit.
I'm laughing because the only reason why I'm laughing is because y'all niggas just sound like y'all talking about fine wine. I'm a sewers over here. Listen to these niggas talking about foie
Nigga, I'm trying to tell you, my nigga. Players, which was nicknamed the Black Playboy, when it got right down to it, Hustler Hustler was probably the most graphic, and then Playboy was Soft Shoe, and Penthouse fell in the middle. But you know, when it came right down to the sisters, if you had the thorough uncles, cousins, nephew, Players, my nigga, I'm trying to tell you, boy, that's that fine, that Kurt G said, fine wine right there. Tell you that right now. So anyway, again, back to your boy.
Then we had a little twisted upbringing and shit. Niggas was looking at those type of things.
I think that was natural. I think that was more natural than what the access is today. If you ask me,
it's crazy.
Yeah,
it's
crazy. Right? Yeah, I don't know.
Graphic.
For those that know, we the niggas that used to go over to the Walker's crib.
Oh, that's a whole nother.
That's a whole nother level.
That's a whole nother private convo. You really would have to know what's good. You know what I'm saying?
It's crazy.
Yeah. Rest in peace, David Evans. What I want to say is that your boy Larry Flint unsuccessfully ran for office. He was paralyzed from the waist down due to an injury sustained in a 1978 assassination attempt by serial killer Joseph Paul Franklin. And in 2003, Arena Magazine listed him as the number one of the 50 most powerful people in porn. He was still doing it at a very high level. Larry Flint, one of the guys, or at least one of the big three from 70s porn. Rest in peace. All right. Next person.
Wasn't the Death Row Records offices in the same fucking office as Larry Flint shit?
Oh, wow. I didn't know anything about that. Okay.
I believe it was, but I could be wrong. We can,
okay,
we can verify that later.
All right, no doubt. All right, next up is rest in peace to Mary Wilson, Greenville, Mississippi. Okay, Mary Wilson, the founding member of the Supremes, the most successful Motown act in the 60s, and the best charting female group in U.S. history. All right, so on this show, it's not the type of show, her career, we could do a whole show on her career by itself, founding member of the Supremes. Probably in her book, and I haven't read her books, but probably put out a lot of things about the Supremes, about the foulness up at the label, Barry Gordy chipping, you know. I mean, you know, with Diana Ross and that whole type of thing, and putting her star forward versus everybody else as far as the Supremes go. But certainly a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, inducted in 1988 with the rest of the Supremes, of course. She's got a couple of books, Dream Girl, My Life as a Supreme, and the autobiography, Supreme Tape, Supreme Faith. Someday we'll be together. Mary Wilson, rest in peace. Job well done. You were certainly a beauty and a queen. Rest in everlasting paradise to you.
Yes.
Indeed. And two, last but certainly not least, is rest in peace to Armando Anthony Chick Corea. All right. Yeah. He's from Chelsea, Massachusetts. He won 23 Grammy Awards and was nominated over 60 times. According to Who Sampled, he was sampled over 125 times. You have to triple that.
Yeah, because niggas is on the underground is just straight.
You have to triple that. He's probably sampled well over 300, 500 times or more. You see, Chick Corea was a certainly a consummate jazz pianist, but he was a sound source. Okay. Guys basically go to their weapon of choice and go to their online aggregate and buy sound sources. Well, Chick Corea was a sound source. Okay. That's what you really got to know about him. Too many numerous hip hop records to name, at which his sample game was crazy. He was a member of Miles Davis's band in the 1960s. He participated in the birth of jazz fusion in the 1970s, okay, along with his group Return to Forever, along with, again, who he played with, Herbie Hancock, McCoy Tyner, Keith Jarrett, Bill Evans. Aye, Poppy! Okay, he was one of the most influential jazz pianists post-John Coltrane era. And again, he's another one. We can do an entire show on Chick Corea and his sample legacy. Now, me personally, I think I only own about 10 Chick Corea joints. I think it's about 10, you know. But my personal favorite composition comes off of this album right here.
Uh-oh, he's ready.
Yeah. I don't know if you can see it.
Happy anniversary, Charlie Brown.
Yes, the 40th anniversary of Charlie Brown, where Chick Corea plays the Great Pumpkin Waltz. His interpretation of that record is my personal favorite record, and I'm telling you, this first of all, the album is great. It's full of reinterpreted Charlie Brown joints. Okay. On GRP Records, but the Chick Corea Great Pumpkin Waltz, I'm telling you, the composition is outstanding. So that's my personal favorite. Rest in peace to Chick Corea, son. Oh my goodness, job well done. And of course, your legacy will certainly live on, because people ain't gonna stop sampling. And as many records as you done put out, kid.
And the death tax is about to
hit. Whoa.
I don't think so. Whoa. I don't know about that. Whoa.
King Killer, you a Proud Boy?
Yeah. Oh, is that what that was?
Is that what you just did?
Oh, I wasn't. Now, see, if I did that, it was unintentional.
everything you do with your fingers is somebody's symbol. Niggas be throwing up signs all the time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know. Shit. I mean, remember you used to watch rock videos and shit? And I remember, like, Michael Jackson was on that.
It was the Devils and shit.
Yeah, exactly. Horns. I don't know. So, whatever it is, I didn't mean that.
Just making sure, brother.
Oh, okay. Yeah, whatever it is, that's not what it meant and shit.
Making sure you wasn't all up at the Capitol on January 6th and shit.
At least I'm white.
He throw that one in at least once in the show.
So, no doubt. So anyway, yes. So again, just three big, rest in peace this week. And we wanted to pay proper respect to them. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest: Ice Cube. Speaking of up at the Capitol. Attacks the cancel culture on his new song, Trying to Maintain. Shout out to our boy, Big Rush. He posted that on a text chain and basically said, nah, that shit ain't the move. Ice Cube has shared his first new solo material since 2018. Trying to Maintain, a track sees the rapper attacking the cancel culture. Obviously, with the reference to the backlash allowing the Republicans to add his contract with Black America during the Donald Trump campaign events and tenure, that type of thing. First of all, let's get down to the obvious. Ice Cube and any other veteran LP or MC, why do you have trap beats or anything resembling trap beats? Why do it?
Because he think he can.
B, it's a real talk, is a real hard body, let's say Roddy Rich fan, really going to be checking for Ice Cube?
No. They're not.
So Ice Cube was on the Hip Hop Digest and he's sitting down, and I say, Ice Cube, I'm gonna ask you a question about your new material. Lyrically, I think, okay, you're Ice Cube. You can rhyme at a high level, no doubt. But is it worth it to you? Do you think that the average Roddy Rich fan or any of these other young trapper cats, are they gonna be checking for you? And Ice Cube would say, Kurt G?
It's not about if they're checking for me. It's about me putting it out there so that the masses will be able to know that Ice Cube can spit on these trap beats too.
B, if I'm Roddy Rich fan, I'm like, fuck that old nigga. If I'm a Roddy Rich fan. You know what I mean?
They ain't listening to it anyway.
Yeah, if I'm a little baby fan, fuck that nigga. I'm just saying. Swerve, why would Cube do it?
I have no fucking idea, because the record was horrible to me. And if he was going to... Maybe he should have listened to No Vaseline and then set out to do this, because that shit that Big Rush posted... on a chain, I listened for about 30 seconds. I was like, I don't want to put my fucking thoughts of Cube on this record, because I was already fucked up when he started fucking with Wack King and all that shit. And we be clubbing and all that shit. But this shit, he should have never made that record. It was horrible.
So,
Jimi Hendrix, old or young, ain't listening to it.
So Jimi Hendrix, told a reporter, he was like, yo, I don't want to play Purple Haze anymore. When I'm in concert, I want to bust out some new material. I want to do my thing, but I don't want to do Purple Haze.
Here's what they think about you. Hey, yo, run that Purple Haze, nigga. You can play all that experimental shit, but at some point, nigga, we came to see you play Purple Haze and put your fucking guitar on fire, nigga.
So, Ice Cube veteran guys who are going to show up at an Ice Cube event may want to hear No Vaseline, no doubt. But Ice Cube, like, fuck, I don't want to do that.
Would you rather do this shit?
Oh, man.
Here's what they think about you. NWA shit without Ice Cube.
Oh, oh shit. Wow.
You be clubbing.
It was a bad look. It was definitely a bad look. But I'm still not gonna throw Ice Cube completely under the bus yet. But he's on his way. He stays on this path.
And see this is just as bad. Matter of fact, it's even worse. So we get on our heroes a lot around here, despite what some people may think. But we do get on our heroes a lot around here. Okay, what is worse? KRS-One over substandard beats, or Ice Cube in the latter? We're talking about legendary guys. A KRS-One under substandard beats, or Ice Cube over trap. What's worse?
Oh, Ice Cube on trap. Without question. Mm-hmm. Because regardless of all the years of garbage tracks that KRS-One has spit on, he is who he is, and he is revered for being who he is, right? Ice Cube is revered for being who he is, but you are fucking diminishing your shit with this bullshit, though. We have come to expect Chris to get his joints from his cousins or whatever you used to say, his boy down the street. But we expect better from Ice Cube. We expect better, and when he doesn't provide, then we get trash.
Kurt G.
It's okay, Kurt. You can call it.
Yeah, I gotta ask you the same question.
Is that song gonna be on the Kurt G list?
Yeah,
or any list?
That song don't make nobody's list.
Okay.
It makes the garbage list. Yeah. What list that makes. But I'm going to have to say this, though. I'm going to go ahead and get it off my chest. I can't throw Ice Cube under the bus as far as how you did, saying he's diminishing his shit. Only because, let's say, what Ice Cube did and his legacy, to me, that's solid. He can't fuck that up. Now, he can make some bullshit music that you don't like, but if you got a solid legacy, a Hall of Fame legacy, as long as you don't do no outrageous ass crazy shit, some Bill Cosby shit, you can't fuck up your legacy. To me, your legacy is solid, so you're gonna make the Hall of Fame no matter what.
Oh, look, Ice Cube's a Hall of, he's a first ballot guy. It's the first ballot guy, but what I want you to answer is what's worse on your scale. KRS-One substandard beats or Ice Cube on trap beats? And that could be any veteran MC on substandard beats versus a veteran MC who's doing trap. What's worse?
And because, see, my answer is going to be different because I like trap. So to me, both, to me, I'm going to say both is worse. Because if you're not able to carry yourself in the right way over a trap beat, there's only a certain type of style of rap you could do over those beats, which is why most of them niggas sound the fucking same. Because there's only a certain type of style that you could rap to because the tempo of the beat, so you can't really flip styles like you would do on other shit like that. I mean, they got shit that they do where they sing songy shit, but you can't do but so much over them beats, so you can only come a certain way on those tracks, unless you're just gonna be on some more weirdo shit. Other than that, but as far as substandard beats, my nigga, there's no excuse for a fucking substandard beat. If you're gonna be flowing, they could bring some beats that. And
so you never liked any KRS-One records?
Oh, I loved a lot of KRS-One records,
but most of them shits was weak.
Over substandard. I'm talking about substandard beats. You talking about? They're straight weak. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about before that. His legacy is solid. All the shit he's done, the BDP shit. His legacy is solid. So, okay. KRS-One is a Hall of Famer. He's good. Like I said, them substandard beat tracks, yeah, you can say this nigga, he should have quit a long time ago. You can say that. But he's still getting in.
Oh, yeah, he's getting in.
Let me tell you something. And this is where, again, I hate to do it, but if you were to separate the wheat from the chaff, I hate to do it, but if you were to separate the wheat from the chaff, I believe both artists, substance lyrically, is there. And over a different landscape produced by different people, a la, that's why you have, like, if you have a Royce da 5'9 projects and his projects have been stellar, okay, well, there's a conscious decision to do the Primo thing. And then, of course, as of late, he's producing himself, but still keeping it hip-hop centered. Who else? MC8. Again, he's making a conscious decision to do traditional hip-hop beats, okay, which, of course, is bringing his legacy up, okay? Right. I don't know why KRS-One is choosing substandard beats, you
Master
know?
Master Ace.
He's another one. Again, excellent beat. I mean, just incredible. So you're right, G. There's no excuse, but if you're separating the wheat from the chaff, man, I listen to that KRS-One, and I'm like, God damn, Chris really still is very robust on the mic. But God damn it, you can't fuck with it. Not long term.
You got to give it the 30-second smell test.
But you can't fuck with that shit long term. You know what I mean? I'm sorry. You know, but if he had a different situation, and it's the same with Ice Cube. It's the same with Ice Cube. Ice Cube, I thought, had something actually poignant to say, but that whole shit, niggas like us who from that era is going to be like, eh, I don't want to listen to third, fourth string Roddy Ricch beats, yo.
Where's Sir Jinx, nigga?
So, that's what's up. All right, yo, that's what's up. Speaking of trap niggas, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, it's a county amount, but not of the traditional sense, okay? Mr. Youngboy Never Broke Again, okay? He's in a little bit of trouble. He's reported...
Slow week, huh, killer?
Hey,
them niggas be wildin'. I ain't even gonna front. Them niggas be wildin'.
Mr. Never Broke Again is reportedly under federal investigation. The district attorney says that Mr. Never Broke Again, or is that how it is? Yeah. Mr. Never Broke Again, born Kendall Deshaun Glodden, is under federal investigation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course. He's under federal indictment here, or at least federal investigation, under a 2020 music video shoot that resulted in the arrest of 16 individuals, including Mr. Never Broke, for drug and weapons charges. Okay, because Ouch. Mr. Never Broke is a felon, the 21-year-old is prohibited from possessing a firearm for both state and federal laws. Although no formal charges have been filed yet, the district attorney said the office is investigating the nature of Mr. Never Broke Again's involvement in the incident. When he was arrested, the police confiscated $40,000 in cash and a $300,000 cashier's check. They're continuing to investigate. He's 21 years old. He certainly, with those type of monies that they pulled off of him and confiscated, he's never broke, or at least at the moment, he's never broke. So he's living true to his name. Swerving, I'm going to let you play the dad role. Young guy's 21. He's rich. He's not filthy yet, but you know, he's trying to muddy up the water a little bit here. What would you do if you were his dad and you had to counsel him?
I think in this day and time, my baby mama done talk about me so bad that he don't want to talk to me no way.
Oh wow! So you say he ain't even fucking with pops?
I'm just talking about what I think. B, I don't know that nigga. If his pops are good or not. But in my situation, when it come to that, so I can't even speak on that because he probably in that situation, Pop's probably ain't in the picture, yo. Let us know, NBA or Youngboy NBA, whatever the fuck this shit is. Let us know.
I think it's Never Broke, Mr. Never Broke.
Whatever that is.
That's what the NBA stands for, Never Broke Again.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
You're about to be if you fuck around with these legal fees.
Right. Lawyers about to take all that money.
So, Kurt, I'm going to ask you, if you were this young guy's father, again, this is about Digest. Yo, we're of a discerning age. How would you counsel this young man?
Well, first off, the first counsel, because I couldn't be his father. That wouldn't be the case.
You could be his father because kids do go wild, you know.
They do trip. I do say that. They do. They do wild out. I can't say that. Let me take that back. Because I am pretty stern. But let me say, I would counsel him first. And I'm not just talking to him as a young boy. I'm talking to all these young boys. Because these young boys, the life and the wild shit that they be doing and saying, son, the shit is crazy. These niggas be on live talking crazy shit. Talking about niggas they done killed. Niggas that they gonna get at. Talking about come run, pull up. All this bullshit.
Oh, pull up culture.
I'm in your hood right now, nigga. You ain't gonna do shit. Just drove past your baby mom's house. Mm. This the type of shit these niggas be talking crazy. Like they can't get got. Like nothing will ever happen to them. And I'm like, y'all need to stop that shit. First off, that shit don't make no sense, the shit that you doing. That shit's crazy. But back to counseling this young man with the Fed charges and all the money in the crib, $300,000 cashier's check, say bye-bye to that shit. Because if you can't attribute that shit to making it off of music, my nigga, that shit's getting taken.
It's called racketeering charges.
They're gonna take that from you, B. Yeah, if they can't connect that to you saying, "Oh, I made that off of the music."
I think that's a racketeering. That maybe you. Not a racketeering charge, but they probably will confiscate under some sort of RICO. I don't know what the $300,000.
They're gonna snatch that from him. These niggas just need to just stay the fuck off the radar and just lay low, B, because they're just bad charges waiting to happen. All these niggas.
So certainly they can't stay off the radar because their careers are built on the radar. So they can't stay off the radar.
But not the radar as far as being in the public eye, but off the radar as far as talking that crazy shit. The shit that want to get the feds excited. That type of shit. Mm. You want to stop talking that type of shit.
Don't make it easy.
All right. Well, then. All right. That's what's up, Mr. Mr. Deshaun, Mr. Cantrell, I'm totally butchering his name. I know it, but shout out to him, man.
Never be broke again.
Yeah, never broke again.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck. You're 21, nigga. It's a lot of years to go. That name might change to might never be broke.
Indeed. So that's what's good, yo. So, I think we're ready for the extravaganza, you know, if I may say so myself. Get ready for Kurt G's world famous albums of the week.
And this is where I get the mea culpa.
Oh, got him.
Got him. Yeah, this is where I have to get him because before we got on, I was having all kind of technical issues and all kind of shit popping off, and I totally forgot to bring up my little screen. I mean, it only take me a second to get it. I could go ahead and pull it up because it's right there on the screen.
Okay, well, while you do that, I'll hit you with the but. This nigga making up excuses. You should have been hitting buttons, nigga.
So since Kurt G's over there fumbling,
more punishment.
Since he's over there fumbling, I would say that in the old man style, you know, the young boys wilding out, turn the computer off, turn the phone off, and sit down and read a Hustler.
You're fucked up, B.
Word.
Read? Read? What fuck you talking about, read?
Well, maybe I should say...
What was that motherfucking Indianapolis Colts? Coach? Read? I'm talking about reading? Niggas be looking. Niggas look now. Niggas don't read, B.
Okay, well, they can look at a Hustler, too.
Just saying. Well, good luck with that, because if it ain't online, if it ain't on fucking social media, it doesn't exist. Mm,
indeed. So now, Kurt G, are we now ready for Kurt G's World Famous Albums of the Week?
Yes, sir.
All right, go in.
All right. This week, we got Elect Recordings, Mind the Rap Volume 5. That's Electric Mind the Rap Volume 5. And then we got Prime Meridian and Rashid Hatty, Prime Diesel. That's Prime Meridian and Rashid Hatty, Prime Diesel.
I hope they heard all that, because your shit was NASA'd out.
Oh, really?
A little bit.
Oh, wow. Should I repeat it or let it go?
Why don't you do it again?
Damn. All right. We got Elect Recordings, Mind the Rap Volume 5. That's Elect Recordings, Mind the Rap Volume 5. Then we got Prime Meridian and Rashid Hatty, Prime Diesel. That's Prime Meridian and Rashid Hatty, Prime Diesel.
There it is.
All right. That's what's good, yo. All right. So, yeah.
King Kill over there probably pushing buttons on you and shit.
I ain't pushing no buttons. Nah, I ain't pushing no buttons. Yo,
oh, stop faking, nigga. You got a motherfucking rain center. You pushing buttons now, nigga.
You're a push button, nigga, now, huh?
I got an opinion about that, but I will not share that. So anyway, what was I gonna say? You made me fuck up my last thoughts here and shit.
Damn.
Yo.
Oh, damn.
Fucking Jerry Springer final thoughts and shit.
Anyway, yes, it was a thin topic this week as far as, you know, topics and shit. But I'm just not talking about the usual TMZ shit. So, you know, that's what we do. But anyway, thank you for listening to the Hip Hop Digest. I haven't advertised in a long time. If you want the inside baseball, you want the winter meetings talk, yes, all sir. That shit, it's in the text chain. You got to join the Hip Hop Digest text chain in order to be in.
That's it's easy
when,
to do.
Yeah, it's easy to do, and that's when you're going to be linking up with a lot of different folk, you know what I mean? A lot of resources. You know, you rappers, you looking for an edge. I tell you, we got some hitters in there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, maybe you're looking for some production and video work. We got some hitters in there.
Uh-oh.
You know, the Hip Hop Digest text chain is just not fuckery. It's some legitimate business going on in there.
Business as?
You know what I mean?
All kind of collaborations.
Yes, sir.
Black Mavericks and fucking Cookbook Puerto Rican getting together. Make wait till you hear this other shit Cookbook got cooking.
So, So you got some real deal Holyfields in there. So anyway, we'll see y'all next week and we'll do it when we do it.
All right.
Peace.
One.
Look at this motherfucker.
Look at this nigga.
Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny.
Pockets is like rabbit ears.
vocalize the feelings I get inside when the tide rise. Be up all night to the sunrise, thinking about life and where the fuck should I be. Beating myself down till I'm in it too deep. I keep pushing, grinding, cause that's all that I know. Gotta remind myself of what I'm doing is for. Hit the homie, brother told me, don't you lose to yourself. Life will get you down, but never question your wealth. A couple L's ain't really nothing when them W's hit. Claim you're trying to spread your wings, but you've been flying and shit. Yo, I've been seeing you work, I've been seeing you smile. You got the heart for this kid, don't let this shit get you down. It's all love where we come from, you already know. We can feel what's in your heart when you be ripping the flow. Yeah, don't even stress it, just continue to grow. We always gonna be here, that's what family is for.
Even the best of us fall down, but that's just like just life, yeah. That's just life.
You already know what it is.
Ooh.
Yeah. Looking back, I see the path I took to get here. Never knew that I would arrive in a few years. Shit been rough, but I ain't wanna complain. Music is always changing, but I stay in my lane. Until I master something else, you know I'm quick to the curve. Life ain't always perfect, so I live and I learn. Look, I've been deep that I could rhyme in my sleep. Been meditating, separate the ground from my feet. Believe that your boy is about it, ain't no question in that. My enemies say they running, but they about to get lapped. I lay tracks that people feel in their heart and their soul. Let my words lift you when them highs get low. Yeah, that's just life, we just go with the motion. Keep my mind clear when I'm sipping a potion. That's just life, we just flow with the motion. Keep my mind clear while I live in the moment.
Even the best of us fall.
On my own shit, look. Since the young and getting harsh around these niggas, cause they never mind their business. Well, my presence is a privilege. Been petty since a pad one to pest in my village. I just need y'all to know that I never needed not one of you. Took the lead and stampeded. So why would I need to run with you? Claiming great but ungrateful. Dealt with hate by the grateful. Fucking snake venom bites out of spite, so distasteful. With all disrespect, man, I don't respect the lie to you. Bullshit in the count, niggas act like they're not accountable. Learned very hard that this trust was never a must. If you put your all in someone, guaranteed they leave you crushed. Fuck being the rather strive for independent. I'm just dropping gems on niggas like a jeweler independent. They all around my neck, but this industry cutthroat. Betrayal from your niggas is the blade that cuts you close the most.
Right.
Betrayed a betrayer. Are you mad at the game or are you mad at the player? Life is the cruelest bitch and a child is human nature. Why am I never shocked by all this shocking behavior? With these backstabbing niggas, backstabbing bitches, all these fuckers clamor for the bag. It's so sad the witness face shit make it glamorous. I see captions and cameras, all these lost souls are captured in so much so that it's cancerous. I don't know what the answer is. People bite the hand to feed them, get a follow, then mislead them. Tricking bitches, why we treat them? Why we slave for thoughts of freedom? Cut them off, I see you bleeding. With greed and envy, it's very scary and necessary to take precaution, cause niggas will leave you dead and buried. Leon used to tell me fast, you get them how you lose them. Get rid of one problem, up pops a new one. These nothing ass niggas really out here trying to do something. Man.
Ooh, you said that I should be moving on. Don't understand it right here in my way. Oh, after all.
ain't a problem when you're talking, but we know that ain't true. I swear we need a coffin if we offer an imperfection to you.
You're scared.
Cause you know when if we grow, then it's through. So I ain't even tripping, cause look, listen, we don't do like you do.
Yeah. Arguments with my audience. The problem hits with the politics. Still they be applauding pills. Probably gets a little rough for them to ride. They just came to kick it. He talking about some black pride. He talking next how we can do better in communities. My dude, we just came in for these raps, right? Chill, bro, I'm just knowing what I'm throwing. Plus I'm hoping that these poems mean something when I quote them. And I still wrote them with the hand tilling scrotum. Moms looking at her friends like, sorry girl, I told them. Who said we can't drink and think? Who said we can't laugh and do math when we link? Who said we gotta mean mugs just because they dreamed up? Dirty situations and they hating when we clean up. Who said bro's keeping it real? Who said gotta be rich then go switch the deal? Who said that my best ain't come? Boy, I bless these youngs. Hella successes for I rest these lungs. Who says what we is? Who says what we ain't? Who's lifting up the brethren and the sisters if we can't? Who said that my black ain't sexy? Skinny boy out here flexing, I swear.
You swear it ain't a problem when you're talking, but we know that ain't true. I swear we need a coffin if we offer him for faith in you. Cause you know when if we go, then it's true. So I ain't even tripping cause we're missing, we don't do like we do. And they be like, ride, ride, ride with your folks, yeah. You ain't even gotta worry cause we gon' stay. Ride, ride, ride with your folks, yeah.
All right, yeah, all right, yeah. So go ride with your folks, catch a vibe with your folks. You on your 9 to 5, suit and tie with your folks. At the job with your folks, get a mob with your folks. The fly biz class, been a player, why coach? But tell me killer where them dollars at. You claim Wade on the gram, here's a lead, follow back. Gon' nix that doubt, you got chips in route. Mr. Acrobat man, gon' flip that house. Skip that car, you done got two on park. Depreciates too quick, gotta equip these blocks. Get these stocks, heal mine and hit these knocks. Can't forever climb up and pass pain. Ain't stop, aim these shots. Man, we just spraying a lot. Praying something here to go, boy, train your Glock. Stop following stars, they ain't remodeling ours. Let's invest in neighborhoods that be feeding their paws. But don't listen to me, I don't know what I speak. But read a book, nigga. Library got them for tea, cause look. Who said that our minds ain't sexy? Nerdy boy out here flexing, I swear.
You swear it ain't a problem when you're talking, but we know that ain't true. I swear we need a coffin if we offer him a faith in you. Cause you know when if we go, then it's through. So I ain't even tripping cause we're dissing, we don't do like we do. And they be like,
I'm a simple man, lead a simple life. God is everything I need in this simple fight. Against lies and agreed on a simple night. I got eyes and I see just a little light. Peeking through the window, pain like a little bit of grace where there is no shame. I praise his name. If you knew the sun like I do, then you'd feel the same. Yeah, that's right. I lean on the most high, keep my faith strong so I don't cry. Or worry about things when they don't line up or make sense when others don't try. To do the right things when they close by. Sometimes your life tanked like a nosedive. But hang on this word when it's spoken. Gotta put everything together when it's broken.
All I got is
pot to piss in.
All I need is
pot to piss in.
Where I go is, where I go is, where I go is.
Up from here.
All I got is
pot to piss in.
But all I need is
pot to piss in.
Where I go is, where I go is, where I go is.
Mama, you should say, you got a gift, son, you gon' reach some. Pay attention now, not everything's for everybody. But somebody's gon' get something when you speak about it. Press on, building something from nothing like when it created. Created what we rest on. Eat, sleep, breathe, and experience death on. Work hard, grow stale, and stay fresh on. Living life like I anticipate the next one. Trying to cherish every second here. My time spent managing the contrast of lots and little. A pot to piss is like a perfect spot to drop a riddle like the half. have and the have-nots all have needs. If there's cash in the cash box, pass out, please. I'm all for one, but hollering at the government, easy on the handouts, please.
Always on the verge of chaos, standing at the edge of a cliff, peering into the abyss. What type of life is this? Desire more than a pot to piss in. Spiritually, I have it all, yet in the natural, I'm missing a whole lot of nothing. And sometimes that's fine. I got my soul, my lord, my queen, my son, and that shines far brighter than a plaque on a wall, symbolizing an industry's cast and a rather cattle calls. Forget about it all, brawl with bad habits till I have them all conquered. Wouldn't be more than one if it wasn't for the Son of Man, so I'm honored to walk upon the path till I'm called back home to the place that I long for, after which I'll be gone for, never end a day. That's a part of the paradox of my name, sojourn content, yet I want more for the duration of my short stay.
Took it there. Look ahead. You wanna see the Quaido technique, son? Yeah. You wanna see me in the beat, shoot the fair one? Yeah. You wanna see the whole dance hall jump around? Yeah. We'll see grand right now.
Grand right now.
Yo. I possess fresh viewpoints of things. I would lace you, but you revel in malevolent things. That's the side effect of shipwreck. Truth does sink.
I know that's real.
The shot value way up close. I'm like a layup post, though I could J up most. I like the contact. When we were kings, we were seen without a contract. Now we all just a bunch of Linda Ronstadt's. When men pass microphones to men, it's like the saints go marching in. That's the cipher I be in. I heard Biavians was headed for the earth. That the revelations, yo, whichever come first. I'ma do it now. So how you like me now? Hate me now? My art is the Ark of the Covenant. Take me down. Even a notch in. Watch the stereo rebuke. Well, how you listening to acapella flutes done?
Take it there.
I took it there.
Right now. Take it there.
I took it there.
Right now. Take it there.
I took it there.
Right now. Take it there.
I took it there. Look at here. You wanna see the Quaido technique, son?
Yeah.
You wanna see me in the beat, shoot the fair one?
Yeah.
You wanna see the whole dance hall jump around?
Yeah.
We'll see grand right now.
Grand right now.
You wanna see the Quaido technique, son?
Yeah.
You wanna see me in the beat, shoot the fair one?
Yeah.
You wanna see the whole dance hall jump around?
Yeah.
We'll see grand right now.
Grand right now.
It's only right that you believe in what you can afford to. Throw your life force at the stakes like horseshoes. You feel Christian once you get it out your system. Life without passion, turn volunteer to victim. Bug, right? When I think in terms of off the hook, I think strictly confrontational. Meet me at the rhyme book, and we can shoot a fair one for the ages. I break the mind states equivalent to rib cages. And the fashion would suggest that there's simply nothing better to do than sit around disrespecting your crew. At the same time, it's something that'd be wonderful and terrible. Between dance steps and tears, life is most most bearable.
But many only wanna see a soul.
What enough, Styly, I got you know, some to spit, some to throw. It said some like a hopper might handle us. Can't even understand what Grant did to the parameters. This is a family affair, now leave it there, neighbor. I'm Grant agent, forces of nature owe me favors. My contacts can't be tapped. No phones, no homes, no physical forms. They can't be cloned. I think you're sparking up the wrong marijuana, bud. Just be some dust-minded shit to make you draw blood and cast the first stone, even with your sins and all. How many dynasties you think really meant to fall? But shit happens and people make it do that. All in agreement, say true that.
True that, true that, true that.
To the, with the.
Take it there.
I took it there.
Right now, take it there.
I took it there.
Right now, take it there.
I took it there.
Right now, take it there.
I took it there, look right ahead. Who wanna see the Quaido technique, son?
Yeah.
Who wanna see me in the beat shoot the fair one?
Yeah.
Who wanna see the whole dance hall jump around?
Yeah.
Let's say Grand right now.
Grand right now.
You wanna see the Quaido technique, son?
Yeah.
You wanna see me in the beat shoot the fair one?
Yeah.
You wanna see the whole dance hall jump around?
Yeah.
Let's say Grand right now.
Grand right now.